the Kraft Music Hall, starring Al Jolson, with Oscar LaVance, Lou Bring and his orchestra and chorus, and our guest, Red Skelton.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for its song. Whenever April showers come along.
Folks, this is Al Jolson of the Old Kraft Music Hall. You know, when I see all the happy people doing their Christmas shopping, I remember another Christmas long ago when I was a kid. We weren't too well off in those days. In fact, we were very poor. My father and my mother, well, they couldn't afford to give me a bicycle or a sled or a scooter or anything expensive. But my dear old mother did her best. All she put in my stocking was an orange. And for a whole week, I walked with a squish. Now, here's a little song that ain't gonna squish, and it helps the spirit of any holiday. Take it, Lou. I'm happy, so happy, walking on air, the why and the wherefore, it's someone I care for. I'm yelling, I'm telling folks everywhere, I know that she loves me, but what do I care? There's a rainbow on my shoulder, and a sky of blue above. Oh, the sun shines bright, the world's all right, cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that great big solitaire that my little sugar baby is going away. Yes, sir, there's a rainbow around my shoulder, and the sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love. There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and the sky of blue above. Oh, the sunshine's bright, the world's all right, cause I'm in love. There's a rainbow around my shoulder, and it fits me like a glove. Let it blow and storm, I'll be warm, cause I'm in love. Hallelujah, how the folks will stare when they see that great big solitaire that my little sugar, my little baby, is going to wear. Yes, sir, there's a rainbow around my shoulder, and the sky of blue above, and I'm shouting so the world will know that I'm in love.
Al, you know I'm playing a concert at Carnegie Hall next week with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, gee, I wish I could be there to hear you and applaud you.
Can't you afford it?
Oh, sure I can afford it, Oscar, but I gotta be here. Somebody gotta take care of the Old Kraft Music Hall.
True. Well, is there anything you'd like me to bring back to New York?
No, but I sure wish you were going New Year's Day instead. Then I could ride with you as far as Salt Lake City.
What are you gonna be doing in Salt Lake City on New Year's Day?
That's where my Rose Bowl tickets are. Oscar, tell me, who's gonna conduct the office of your concert, huh?
Dimitri Metropoulos.
Who?
Dimitri Metropoulos.
Oscar, I asked you the name of the conductor, and that's where you're going to eat.
That's his name, but it doesn't make any difference.
Really?
As a matter of fact, I don't need a conductor. I don't look at him, and he doesn't look at me.
Why?
We make each other nervous.
From the tone of your voice, you sound like you don't like conductors.
Well, they disillusioned me.
How come?
I was playing a concert, and the conductor was using a baton made of unseasoned wood.
Unseasoned wood? How horrible.
Rather, Father. In the middle of Shostakovich's seventh, mind you, the baton warped.
Yeah?
And half the orchestra began playing bongo, bongo, bongo.
I know just how you feel.
No, you don't.
Years ago, I had an experience just like that. In the middle of my song, my voice changed.
What happened?
Business got better.
As long as nobody asks me, I'll play Kachaturian Saber Dance if you'll stand by with a Band-Aid.
I'll do it, I said.
Shoppers, here's a special note. Whenever you're buying cream cheese for sandwiches or salads or dessert, always say, I want genuine Philadelphia brand. And then notice the name Philadelphia brand printed right on the package. Now, we make this suggestion because some people think any cream cheese is Philadelphia cream cheese. The truth is, Philadelphia is the brand name of the cream cheese made only by Kraft, the rich-tasting, fresh-tasting brand, guaranteed fresh by Kraft. Treat the folks to this famous cheese tomorrow. For salad or sandwiches or dessert, have delicious Philadelphia brand cream cheese, the one and only.
You tuned the piano last week, didn't you?
I've got some Kachaturian left over.
You've got some Kachaturian left over. Where's the gravy? Listen, why don't you play something more in my line? Something sweet.
All right. It ravages me.
It ravages you.
What's your idea of something sweet?
What's my idea of something sweet? Give me an epugio and I'll show you.
By a waterfall, I'm calling you. We can share it all beneath a ceiling of blue. We'll spend a heavenly day here where the whispering waters play. There's a whippoorwill that's calling you. By a waterfall he's dreaming too. There's a magic melody Mother Nature sings to me. Beside a waterfall, and you
really won me over with that, Al. I think I'll buy a waterfall.
After that crack, I gotta say it'll come in handy on Saturday night. Look, Oscar, why don't we do some more classical music? You may not know it, but I sing stuff like from Carmen.
The opera or Lombardo?
Oscar, stop clowning. I've studied and can sing real opera.
You mean like Hansel and Gretel, Tristan and Isolde, Samson and Delilah?
Yeah, and even Love and Abner.
Al, do you know anything from Rigoletto?
Rigoletto? Sure, I know the big thing from there. You know, where the guy comes down the steps with a candle? La Donna Mubble Oil.
La Donna Mubble Oil?
Yeah, La Donna Mubble Oil.
Well, here, fill up your tank.
La Donna Mubble, mal più mal vento, tutto l'ambiente e di pensiero. Oscar, did you like that?
It wasn't very good, but it was short.
Well, I'm sorry you said that. I was thinking of making a one-inch record of it. That is, if Petrilla will let me.
You better do it right away. After the 31st, he won't even let Gabriel blow his horn. Thank you, but I love Mr. Petrillo. Remember this, Al?
Remember it. Well, boy, that takes me all the way back when I was a little kid.
You better take the Super Chief. That's a long trip.
Every little breeze is sign of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while a shadow in a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in a heaven. When night is falling and love is calling me home.
Oscar! Oscar! Stop! You dusted him already. You know something? All around the country, there are little boys taking piano lessons. Why don't you say a few words of encouragement to them,
All right. Kids, a lot of you have mothers and fathers who make you practice all the time when you'd rather be out fighting with a boy next door. When I was your age, I didn't fight. I practiced the piano. So unless you want to end up like me, go next door and knock that kid's block off.
Oscar, what kind of advice is that to give to little children?
I don't care. They'll do it anyhow. While I was practicing the piano, the kid came from next door and knocked my block off.
Oh, maybe so, maybe so. But that was years ago.
Years ago, nothing. It was yesterday.
I'm really surprised with all of the little kids are behaving so nicely at this time of the year. It's getting towards Christmas, you know.
Aren't you rushing the season a little, Uncle Al? I repeat, Uncle Al.
I'm doing my Christmas dreaming early this year.
By a calculated coincidence, that happens to be the name of a new song.
Naturally. And I'm going to sing it.
I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year. No sign of snow around, and yet I go around hearing jingle bells ringing in my ear. Your promise must be the reason the happy season is here. So I'm doing my Christmas dreaming a little early this year.
Your guest, Red Skelton, may be delayed a few minutes.
Red going to be delayed? Who told you, Ken?
Red sent Clem Cadiddlehopper over.
Well, here I am. No day for showers. I wonder if they'll ever do the story of my life.
Have you lived? Listen. So you're Cadiddlehopper, eh?
Yep.
You're a Cadiddlehopper.
Yep.
I knew your Aunt Hedda. Listen, it was awfully nice of you to bring the message from Red, you know?
Oh, well, that's all right. I was downtown looking for a present for my girl, anyhow.
Oh, you're getting your girl a Christmas present, eh?
Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas? There's a brilliant line in it, huh? Christmas was last December.
Yeah, but wait a minute. There's another Christmas this December.
Well, I sure must have liked it to bring it back again.
Tell me, Clem, what would your girl like?
White shoulders.
White shoulder perfume, huh?
No, just white shoulders. Hers are green.
Clem, that's impossible.
No, you see, she's been trying to grow, so she soaks her feet in Bigarole.
This boy's a candidate for the booby hatch. Clem, look, I'm glad to hear you got a girl. I really am, and I hope you'll get married. I hope you get married and settle down. There's nothing like it. I've done it several times myself.
Well, I don't know why I haven't gotten married yet,
no?
You know. If you don't look at my face or listen to me talk, I'm quite romantic, you know.
Well, in the old days when a young man wanted to show how romantic he was, He drank champagne from his girl's slipper.
Well, that's nothing. The other night, I drank beer from a girl's boot. I had to drink it awful fast, too. It was an open-toed boot.
This boy's got an open-toed brain. Now, look, Clem. You sit down over there, smoke a rolling 903, and eat a little crab cheese, and I'll sing a little song for you.
Yeah. You mean old gentleman like you can sing?
Listen, you. I was singing before you were old enough to talk.
Well, that ain't so long ago. I didn't talk till I was 23.
Now, look. Now, look, Clem. Sit down there, will you, like a good fella?
Okay, I'll sit over here. Goodbye, now.
Oh, Ken.
Yes, Al.
Ken.
Yes.
Please don't bring me any more characters like this Cadiddlehopper. That guy's an hospital vamp with a hole in his head.
Oh, I'm sorry, Al. As you know, he came over to tell you that Red Skelton was delayed.
Ken, look, after this, I wish...
Nemo!
Oh, don't... Wait a minute, little boy. Don't cry. Don't cry, little boy. Don't cry. I'm Al Jolson.
Al Jolson?
Yeah.
Boy, I really lost him.
You know, if I met you before I sang Sonny Boy, I'd never have sung it. Tell me, little boy, how'd you get lost?
Well, don't you ever do what we rehearse, you know?
How'd you get lost? That's how I want it.
Well, I came down to see Santa Claus.
A little boy like you came downtown all alone?
No, I came down with my nanma, see? I lost her in the department store when I was tobogganing on the escalator, see?
Now, Junior, wait a minute. That's impossible. What did you use for a toboggan?
Toboggan?
Yeah, toboggan. Or a toboggan. I'm not reading either. Yeah, what did you use for a toboggan?
My nanma.
Your nanma?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. Couldn't get much feet out of her. She's the old model.
Now, wait a minute, Junior. I don't like that. Look, you must be nice to your grandmother. Everybody grows old. I will, too, someday.
What, again?
Now, Junior, look. You be a nice little boy, and old Uncle Al will tell you a bedtime story.
I don't want to hear them corny bedtime stories. I like those mystery stories. The kind where a little boy like me walking up the street, and the villain jumps out of an automobile, grabs him and chops his head off, and says, "Oh, no.
Junior, wait a minute. What's wrong?
I scared myself.
Well, now look. You stop crying, I'll tell you a nice bedtime story.
Huh?
Yeah, a nice bedtime story, you know? Mm. One day, Lana Turner came over to my house. That is, after she left Tyrone Power. Held me in her arms and told me a story.
Well, how come she do that?
I lied about my age.
Hey, instead of a bedtime story, sing me a song, will you, Grandpa Asa?
Grandpa Asa? No, not now, Junior.
No, I want to hear a song.
No,
sing me a song. I hear you on the record.
I know, but not...
I see you in the movie. I want to hear you sing a song. What can you sing? Mammy, you that man. Mammy, sing for me. I want to hear you.
Shut up.
Yells at me.
Now, look, Ken, let's not tamper this kid. I'll make him behave. I think I'll give him a good spanking.
Oh, no, please. If I deserve a spanking, okay, go ahead and give it to me. But a big singer like you, a great singer, you don't want to spank me. Why, you know I'm going to run away from you, and if I run away from you, you're going to yell, "Here, stop. And you strain your voice. And then you think you can thrill millions of people. Your beautiful voice, you know how they love to hear you sing, you know? Goodness.
Ken.
Why, the world would be lost for great music.
Ken,
yes.
I hate to admit it. The kid's right. Yes, underneath is really a nice little boy. Underneath. Now run along, Junior.
Boy, that old P.T. Barnum knew what he was talking about.
During the next few weeks, you're sure to be looking for time-saving good things to serve. Ideas? Oh, we have them. For instance, when you're tired out from Christmas shopping, think of this easy dinner dessert. Just crackers and tart jelly with a creamy white, rich-tasting square of Philadelphia brand cream cheese. Or serve juicy fresh pears or rosy apples with that exquisitely fresh-tasting Philadelphia cream cheese. These are swell dessert ideas, ready in 2 minutes. And remember this famous cream cheese for salads and sandwiches and the breakfast toast. And most of all, remember to get genuine Philadelphia brand, the brand of cream cheese made by Kraft and guaranteed fresh. Wise buyers look before they take a package of cream cheese. Wise buyers look for the words Philadelphia brand, backed by Kraft's guarantee of freshness.
Folks, the other day a friend of mine asked me to sing an old song called The Best Things in Life Are Free. Well, I got to thinking about the title.
And the more I thought of it, the more I agree with it. The best things in life are free. Because no money can buy the smile of a little baby and the love and devotion of a mother or the pride of a father. And there isn't enough money to buy a word of encouragement or even a memory. You could be the richest man in the world and you couldn't own a ray of the sun or the moon or the snow on the mountains or the waves of the sea. Yes, the best things in life are free. The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, robin that sings, the sunbeam that shines, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
For everyone, the best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They came there for you and me.
The flowers in spring, the robin that sings, the sunbeam that shines, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to
starring Spencer Tracy and Lana Turner. Tune in again next Thursday when our special guest will be Yehudi Menuhin, as well as Gerard of the Henry Morgan program. This is Ken Carpenter saying goodnight. Stay tuned into this station to hear Jack Haas with Eve Arden, who follow immediately.
As every woman knows, the dressing really makes the salad. And so the wise homemaker chooses one of two perfectly seasoned French dressings made by Kraft. Kraft French dressing and Miracle French dressing. The first, Kraft French dressing, has a smooth come-on flavor that all America takes to. The other, Miracle French dressing, has just a tantalizing touch of onion and garlic. Whichever one you prefer, you'll find it outstanding. Kraft French dressing or Miracle French dressing.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.